Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. I have a special guest today. His name is David Fogle. He is the founder and owner of Computer Dave PC Repair, LLC. He's the man that everyone knows as Computer Dave, and he can help you with your computers. So welcome to Shaped by Faith, David.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure. It's been a few years since you've been on my show, and yes. I'm glad we've connected again. And I would love for our listeners to hear, you know, what God has been doing in your life and what He's been doing in your business, and also a little bit about computers. So let's talk about your experience with computers. So what was your very first experience with computers?
I can remember the very first computer that came through the door at Burns Middle School when I was in probably sixth grade for student use. And there was a teacher there that just kind of recognized my interest in it, and she allowed me to play around with it. When I was growing up, my father believed that there was nothing fit to watch on television. So when the television broke, he chose not to get a new one. And he would bring home electronic kits from Radio Shack for me to kind of play around with and to learn. Then it just kind of grew from there.
Well, and you had to use your brain a lot, didn't watch television. You know, my father used to limit our TV watching. I mean, I remember looking forward to, and this really dates me, the Waltons, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I remember we used to say, oh, it's Cartoon Saturday. They would let us get up early and watch Bugs Bunny, but we weren't allowed just to veg out all day and watch TV. We got to watch one or two shows at the very, very most. And right. that wasn't every single day. Little House on the Prairie, I do remember that. So, boy, that was a lifetime ago. Have you always worked in the computer field?
I worked in the mental health field for about 12 years, and that gave me the opportunity to work on computers that belonged to coworkers, nurses, doctors, that type of thing. And that kind of laid the foundation for my business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So opening up your business, so it's one thing to work on the side and to help people.
Yeah.
It's another thing to dive into opening your business. So you went into a completely different field from the mental health field, into that computer field. So, like, how did that happen? And when did you open your business?
Well, so in 2007, I started working on computers out of my home. It didn't take long for it to get to the point to where I was putting computers underneath the kids' beds and in the kitchen. And so I decided to lease a property at 400 Salem Drive. I was scared to death because I had a mortgage on the house. Now I'm signing my signature to a sheet of paper that obligates me to pay a monthly rent for this spot. And yeah, I was scared to death. But by the grace of God, we got in there and it just started to grow.
So before you opened it, David, did you just have this knowing that, you know, even though this is scary, this is what my destiny is. This is what I'm supposed to be doing now.
It took a long time before that trust came, or, mm-hmm. you know, that I really understood that. Yeah, no, that wasn't instant. It took a long time for that to grow.
Okay. Okay. So at first, when you first opened, how many computers were you working on?
I'll probably work on like six at a time.
Okay. Did that help pay the bills? I mean, you went from what, probably a full-time position to now owning your own business, which, I mean, it costs a lot of money to lease something and then to buy all the equipment.
Well, we had to get by on beans and rice for a while, you know. I mean, it was really tight, but, you know, we made it. I didn't pay myself a salary. If there was an electric bill due, then I paid it. And all the other money had to go back into the business.
Were you the only one working there, or did you have someone else helping you?
It started out by myself, and then just kind of grew. Started out with one employee, one turned into two, two turned into three. And like I said, by the grace of God, it just slowly grew.
Mm-hmm. Well, the computer field has changed a lot. When people look back at the computers the way they even used to look, you know, the big computers, like you were talking about in middle school, you know, what the computers look like then and how sleek they look now. So what were the differences with the computers when you first started and compared to now?
Well, so when I first started, there was a lot of moving parts in a computer. Moving parts over time create wear and tear, and they, you know, they eventually just wear out. Mm-hmm. That coins the term, your hard drive has crashed. Mm-hmm. In the modern day computer, we have a lot less moving parts. So they're extremely dependable. They're 10 times faster than the old computer mechanical drives. They consume hardly any energy and produce hardly any heat, which in electronics is a good thing. So, yeah, they just become much more reliable and much faster.
You know, I've heard this, and I don't know if it's true, and I'm going to ask you, as far as you hear about technology changing all the time, and you know, if you've had a laptop for 2 years, you might as well get rid of it and go to something different. I mean, I've heard that through the years, but I don't pay attention to it that much. I mean, I go to you for my computer needs.
Right.
So why do people say that?
Well, maybe they just decided that they want the next best thing. You know, sometimes people come in and they'll have a perfectly good working computer, but they look at a nice shiny new one over there on the display and they're like, hey, I want to buy that. Mm. Other people like yourself, they want to squeeze as much life as they possibly can. And we can help them do that. You know, we can help them determine that either, hey, it's time for us to move on and not to put any more money into this. Or, you know what, if we can put just a little bit into this, you can probably get another 3 or 4 years out of it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of cell phones, how much they've advanced. My mother-in-law, who is 93, she still has a flip cell phone, you know?
Yeah.
And we're trying to talk her into this newer phone where she can actually see her great grandchildren on
right.
the screen. And she said, "Why, you know, why would I do that? My phone
right.
works perfectly. I can talk to them on the phone." So it's kind of interesting. You know, everyone's got a different perspective. How has your faith impacted the way that you do business?
Oh, wow. It, you know, as my faith has grown, then I've incorporated that into my business. There's so many similarities, you know, like treat others as you would want to be treated. Show others as kind of grace that, the grace that's been shown me, which has been enormous. You know, be honest, be patient, just all the basic virtues just spill out of my faith into my business.
So how is your computer? How do you do things differently from other computer businesses?
So we offer free consultation and free estimates. You can bring your computer in and we're going to check it out from head to toe. And before I do anything that's going to cost you a dime, I'm going to give you a call and then we can decide whether or not it's worth fixing your computer. If not, whether you buy a new computer from myself or one of my competitors, doesn't matter to me. Either way, I'll be more than happy to help you get everything off the old one onto the new one and then get the new one all ready to go to where all you got to do is take it home, turn it on, and as my mom would say, go to town.
Okay. Now we're gonna take a break because I want to get into, you know, some things, what's transpired through your business in the past few years. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. We shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. David Fogel is the founder and owner of Computer Dave PC Repair LLC. And David, you've been talking about computers, computer talk, and your business, and how the Lord is working in your business. Now we're going to just find out you know, how faithful God is. Of course, we know he is, but I love personal stories and testimonies. So what happened at the end of December 2021 that impacted your business location?
Well, what happened is I was at the same place on Salem Drive for about 15 years, and the property changed ownership, and the new owners very politely came in and said, you know what, we don't want to rent office space, you need to leave. And that's, yeah, that just sent me into this state of fear. And fear can, when you allow it to, can really consume you in such a way to where it makes you behave irrationally. You know, I got to where I couldn't eat, where I couldn't sleep. I was just really a mess. But my wife and I spent 3 days driving around town looking for a new location. And we came across a location at 5010 Wildcat Way that at first I really didn't care for. But there was a lady that was parked in a car, and she approached us and she said, would you like to see this space? Come to find out, she was renting the space next to mine, which is Gigi's barbershop. She was just moving in, and she was using what would be my space as storage. And she allowed us to come in. We looked around. We told her our story. She says, let's pray about it. And we prayed together. And she told us, reminded us that, hey, a lot of things can happen in 3 days. And it was at that moment that my wife felt a huge confirmation that she felt like that this was the place that we were supposed to be.
Well, that's a divine connection for sure. I mean, having that lady in the parking lot, you know, I mean, that is. I mean, we know there's no chances here. That was God's divine appointment. All right. So were you given an actual time frame to get out of your existing building?
That's the crazy part. I wasn't. You know, really? They told me, you know, they said, okay, well, we'll work with you for a little while, but they wouldn't commit to a given time. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't have either. So they told me I'd be in there in April. Well, April went, June went. I'm getting really nervous, but they're continuing to allow me to stay there while everybody else has moved out and while demolition has already began on the other side of the building, slowly moving towards my space that I've been at for 15 years.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yeah, delay after delay. Oh. But every morning I would come here at the new location and I would sit out my truck and I would pray. And then as things started to progress and I could come into the building, I would come into the building and pray and speak over the new space and beg our Heavenly Father, please don't let me put my hands on a door that I'm not supposed to open.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, David, at first, you couldn't, you and your wife decided that maybe it was too expensive to move in there. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's no way that I could have afforded that. At first, they told me that I'm going to be responsible for putting in all the walls and the ceiling and the floors and the electrical and the plumbing and all that. It was going to be like $100,000. And, you know, we didn't want to mortgage the house. We didn't want to get into retirement. But the guy called me back the next day and made me offer. He said, you know, since you've been around so long, I'll go to the expense to put all that in if you'll agree to take care of the expense of the special stuff that you needed, you know, like my sign and my, I've got some special needs when it comes to wiring and that type of thing. And yeah, that was just God's intervention saying, hey, you know, this is my gift to you, David. Of course, ultimately it all belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me, but he's just allowing me to use this space.
That's a really neat story, David, because you knew you couldn't afford it and you've probably at that point in time thought, what in the world is going on here? And then God is always right on time.
Amen.
You know, and sometimes I'm like, God, do you know what's going on here? Do you see this? Like, I need help ASAP.
Right.
But oh my goodness, I can't imagine what you were feeling or even in your mindset. You know, that's when we really have got to stay focused on God and look up for our help and not let the things of the world like bring us down. And you were doing that. You were standing strong, but at the same time, like, I need help here, Lord. So God obviously worked things out for your good and for his glory, right?
Amen.
And so where are you located now? I think you told us, but for those that are in this Owensboro, Kentucky, tri-state region, where are you?
Okay, we're at 5010 Wildcat Way. It's the same building that Shogun was in for years. It's over here by the Walmart on Fredericka Street. Best way to think about it is if you know where King's is on Southtown Boulevard, is the building right behind King's.
You cannot miss your store, Dave, because I was on the main road the other day. My husband and I were driving down and I'm like, do you see there's his sign. Look, you can see it from the road. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I do believe that people can find you pretty easily. What about your customers? Do you still have the same customers from years ago? I know you're always acquiring new customers, but do your customers stay with you?
Yes, they follow me. You know, they'll occasionally they'll go over there to 400 Salem Drive and then they'll call me and be like, okay, where are you at? And then,
yeah. Okay. Let's get into what you do offer at your store. Okay. So just give us an example of what a customer can expect to receive from you.
Okay. Well, instead of when you go to the big box store and you buy a computer, you have to do all the work yourself. When you buy a computer from us, it's all ready to go. Just like my mom would say, you're ready to go to town. You just turn the computer on and start to use it. We have new laptops. We have new desktops. We have all kinds of different sizes of screens. And now that I've got this new space, I can offer all kinds of inventory that I didn't have before. I can offer laser printers. And then, of course, we stand behind everything that we offer. Being in the business for 15 years, I know which models not to touch with the 10-foot pole and which ones to gravitate towards. So I've got about a 1% failure rate since 2010 on my product. Makes it really easy to stand behind.
Absolutely. All right. So does a person have to schedule an appointment with you? Can they just walk in? Let's say they're having problems with their laptop. Can they just bring it with them or do they need an appointment?
No appointment needed. Please just come on in.
Okay. Well, I know, Dave, when I have issues with my computer at home, and I'm not talking my laptop, I work a lot from my desktop because I write. I do a lot of writing. And so whenever I have some major issues, you know, I'll call you on the phone and we'll schedule a time for you to, what is that called when you take over my computer? What is that called?
Yeah, so we call that remote service, and I'll just if you bought the computer from me, there's a button on your desktop that says help, and you'll double click on that button, and it'll connect our two computers together only with your permission. It's just like I'm sitting there next to you. I can see what's on your screen. I can move your mouse. I can help you install your printer. We can rearrange things, anything you need.
You clean stuff up if it needs to be cleaned. So, and you check for viruses and all that. So, I really appreciate what you do because I need my desktop computer, so many times. And, you've helped me out so many times. I even had a computer crash, as you would call it, one time, and you saved it. Yay. Because I had just wrote my book and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose it. People can also connect with you and you can help them that way. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. So Dave, you are almost ready to move in your new location and then you get that permit to move in. What happened next?
So I get a phone call that says, hey, you've got your permit. And I happen to be over at the new location. I drove back over to my old location on Salem Drive, got out of my vehicle, and the property manager, the new owners that I've been trying to avoid, She finally caught up with me out in the parking lot. She said, "David, I'm sorry. This is all we can do. It's time, you know, you need to go." And
Oh,
that's just,
gosh.
to me, that's just an example of it's God's time. You know, David, it wants things to happen in his time, and he wants it to fit his schedule. And that's just not how it goes. And if we'll just let him do what he does best, and that is life, you know, and if we'll let him do the work and we'll rest, then everything's going to work out. But anytime that we try to interfere, things are just going to get messed up, you know.
Yes, I do know. So, wow. Okay. So what did you do? Start packing them up right then? What did you do?
Well, I had everything ready to go. I called my friends at Friends of Sinners.
Yes.
And within just 2-3 days, a army of men just came, fell upon Salem Drive. And within 3 hours, everything was relocated to the new location.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And that's another God thing right there, you know, getting those men to help. Let's talk about, you know, moving forward. Would you have done anything differently? Do you feel like this was a test to your faith?
Yeah, definitely a test to my faith. And if I would have done anything differently, I would have been like David. Remember the guys in the boat and how they freaked out when the storm was going on? You're that guy. So just calm down. Remember who's in the boat with you. You know, everything's going to be okay. I could have saved myself a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of stress. And, you know, like I said, if you let fear run over you, it'll really mess you up. And so if I had to do anything differently, I would just have more faith and trust in God that he's got it under control.
Yes. And you know, I've got to work on that myself, because when things happen and they're out of your control, I mean, you start, because you're a leader and go getter, you're trying to figure this out. Like, what's going to, you know, where can I go? What am I going to do? You try and figure it out quickly. And of course we can't, because God's plans may be a little differently than the way we would plan it as far as the time frame and what's going to happen. But I think we all could relate to that. We all just need to take a deep breath, calm down, and ask God for help, you know.
Amen.
And he will help us. So how long, let's talk about computer repair. If someone brings in a laptop or something, how long does it typically take to repair or update a computer?
It's going to take a full business day to check out a computer from head to toe. And I think you'll appreciate the honesty here. It'd be real easy for me just to, somebody brings a computer in with a broken screen and I just replace the screen, charge them and send them on. But what we do is we test all of the components in the computer. And the reason we do that is it would be unethical for me to do anything for you if we happen to thought that there's going to be a major component that's going to fail in the near future anyway. Mm-hmm. So we test everything out from head to toe. That takes a business day. And then usually the repairs can be done the following day. I may need to order some parts, which can take another day or two. But I would say that we've got the fastest turnaround in the tri-state area.
I believe you do. Yes. I've dropped mine off and sometimes I've picked it up that afternoon. But I think the latest has been the next day. I mean, you have always got in there and worked on it quickly. And I appreciate that. What are some of the biggest problems that you find on computers?
Bad judgment. You know, people.
Oh no!
Yeah, you know, so people will get an email that says that they've been charged something to Amazon, and they click on the link, and without paying attention to what they're doing, they'll enter some critical information that makes them vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of phishing schemes out there. If you'll just take your time and take a look at the link that you're clicking on. If it says Amazon.com, then yeah, that might be real. But instead of clicking on that link, let's go to Amazon, log into our account and see what's going on from that point of view, instead of clicking on some link that we got in our email that may or may not be legit.
You know, that is so true. And, you know, recently I've been getting a lot of those from Amazon that it does look like it's coming from my account from Amazon.com, and I did log in just to make sure there wasn't an issue, you know, and from other things that I'm signed up for. But sometimes you just don't know it's spam, you know, and you click on it. So you can help us with that, right?
Absolutely. If you'll take your cursor and run it over the link, it'll highlight what we call the URL or the address. And if it's something like www.imathiefandimgonnasteelyourstuff.com, then, you know, we know, I don't know. That doesn't look right.
Now, it doesn't really say that, does it?
No, but it'll be a lot of garbage that has nothing to do with Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay, so do you have anything you want to say? We've only got like 30 seconds left in the show.
God's been so good to me, and he's got his hands over all of this, and I owe him all the credit. It all belongs to him. I'm just a servant.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so do you want to pray us out, David?
Father God, thank you for this opportunity for us to glorify you and to talk about what you've done, and we know what you're going to do. We desperately need you in our lives. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And where can people find you again, Dave?
5010 Wildcat Way, right next to Walmart on Frederica Street.
All right. Thank you for being on Shaped by Faith. It's always a pleasure to get to chat with you.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.